I'm just going to attempt to describe these two different coffee extractions here. Same bean, yellow Bourbon from Brazil. At least I think they're both from Brazil. I mean, is there another yellow Bourbon elsewhere? I've no idea. But I'm going to try and describe to you. I mean, Charlie's in my black espresso cup, dark, rich, beautiful. I've had a few sips, so there's less in the cup now. And the other one, Sylvia, my lovely espresso machine, just spat it out from the naked portafilter. There was no real pour. It was just going all over the show. Well, there was a bit of a pour. And into the cup, it ran very, very fast. It was blonde. It was very light. And it almost looks orange. It almost has the same color as my espresso cup and saucer. There's a bit of crema on top here, which I'm going to attempt to push back with a spoon and see what happens. Well, no, there's nothing. I mean, there is not even a millimeter. There's nothing. It just sits on top, and that's about it. But I daren't actually drink this because I still have a lovely taste in my mouth from the Bourbon roasted by CGP in Vienna. CGP Firth, that is. And it's, I'm going to have another sip of that one, I think, because it's really lovely. I mean, as I said, a little bit thin in consistency in the mouth, and I like something more nectar-like and rich. But if you don't expect dark chocolate notes to hit your mouth, then it's lovely. If you just think on a different level, it's lovely. You can't really knock it. It's beautiful. Whereas this other one, my goodness. My goodness, I don't even, you know, I'm looking at it and it doesn't even entice me to put it to my lips. I just don't want it. It even smells, this doesn't smell nice. Now, if that was my introduction to coffee, forget it. I wouldn't want it.